A diverse group of unions, business groups and welfare organisations will hold a summit aimed at sparking political leaders into pursuing serious social and economic reforms. The National Reform Summit will address several key areas, including tax reform, industrial relations and retirement incomes. The delegates say Australia is facing a number of challenges that can only be solved through consultation and bipartisanship. Michael Edwards has this report.
Achieving genuine reform is hard. Long-term gains are often pushed aside by the threat of short-term political pain. Kate Carnell, the chief executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, who is also a former Liberal chief minister of the ACT, says right now the pace of reform has slowed badly.
Tax reform's too hard. Well, if you take GST off the table, it's very hard to have a tax reform debate. It's impossible to have a discussion about industrial relations. It seems to be hard to have a discussion about retirement incomes because it's hard to do that.
It's a situation that is deeply troubling to many across a broad section of Australian society. Now the peak bodies of business, the union movement and the social welfare sector are coming together to hold a national summit to try to find a solution.
Look, we're worried that reform seems to be off the agenda, that we seem to be getting scenarios where difficult things like GST and superannuation, a whole range of things, are ruled out almost before morning tea on the day of discussion. So we think that everything needs to be on the table, and that doesn't seem to be happening in the political arena at the moment.
The National Summit is being jointly supported by News Limited's The Australian newspaper and The Financial Review, which is owned by Fairfax. Peak bodies attending the event in August include the ACTU, the Business Council of Australia, National Seniors of Australia, and the Australian Council of Social Service. Those groups represent a wide cross-section of views and stakeholders. But despite this, the head of ACOS, Dr. Cassandra Goldie, says they all share common ground.
Overall, for all of us, we are very keen to avoid divisive politics, to try and build the case for bipartisan-supported reform, and to demonstrate our own leadership here on being prepared to hold the ground on some difficult conversations so that we can get where we need to: tax reform, job opportunities for people, and importantly, a social safety net.
The summit also aims to be bipartisan and intends for its message to be heard by both sides of Parliament. It's being coordinated by the Menzies Research Centre and former Labor Cabinet Minister Craig Emerson. He says both sides of politics have become too beholden to interest groups.
Every proposal that is put up is immediately opposed by an interest group, and that then gives encouragement to the other political party to seek to harvest the support of the interest group and oppose the reform. So if we can get everyone talking the same language, thinking the same way, finding some common ground, we actually may be of assistance to the federal parliament.
The proposals agreed upon at the summit will be presented to federal parliament.
Michael Edwards.